Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Well, hello, ladies and gentlefolks. Yes, welcome to your Thursday installment of the BTN News Show. I am your host, Kyle Swagger. It is the 3rd of March, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in around 5 minutes. But before I start today's show, gotta give a big shout out and congratulations to Christy and Paul Wheatley on your new little bundle of joy. Yes, indeed, they got a new baby boy now. So on behalf of myself here at BTN, all of our BTN listeners, Paul, Christy, if you're listening, congratulations to you both. If you would also like to congratulate Paul, you know, Weeders here on the network, find him on Twitter at Paul Wheatley and send your congrats along. All right, kicking off the news today is a little Apple rumors stuff. This one is kind of funny, considering if you know all the past history with Apple and Pepsi. I'm sure Steve Jobs might be rolling in his grave right now. I'm not quite sure. In any case, this all has to do with Apple, yes, coming back to that electric car idea. So much so that Apple has actually leased a 96,000 square foot building that, yes, indeed, that Pepsi had. Yeah, did a lot of Pepsi bottling there in Sunnyvale, California. Now, of course, Apple did not immediately respond to a request for comment regarding this, and no, don't expect it either. They never do. Guess we're just gonna have to wait to see what rolls off the factory line this time. All you hackers out there. Yeah, usually we've got hacker news for you, but today it's actually directed towards the hackers. How would you like to hack the Pentagon? Well, guess what? The Pentagon wants you to try it. Yeah, that's right. The Pentagon has announced it's seeking vetted outside hackers to test the security of the U.S. Defense Department websites. The project is called How Originally Hack the Pentagon. And it actually is the first time the U.S. federal government has had a try to test its defenses in this way. Now, of course, details are still very sketchy at this time, but the Pentagon says that there will be some monetary rewards in the end. Don't know how much they'll be. They'll probably say, hey, here's $1. Congratulations. There are some kinks, though, to the competition, shall we say. To hack the Pentagon, you've got to be a U.S. citizen. You also have to register your intent and undergo a background check. Okay, I don't really think they want real hackers hacking the Pentagon. What do you think? Because any real hacker ain't going to do this. Well, finally, after so much clamoring for it, Google Photos is finally going to get some editing tools. Of course, we all know when Photos broke off from Google Plus, we got a lot of extra things, unlimited storage, compressed photos, and, even more. But we lost that G Plus editing tool, which was kind of nice. But thankfully, in the latest web version of Photos, Google has made some much-needed improvements to its editing tools. You got a new aspect ratio sector that lets you crop exactly to the original size, square, 4x3, 16x9, pretty much whatever you're looking for. And a whole bunch of other little tweaks, although we've still got a ways to go before we get that kind of Photoshop experience. The catch, however, though, it's still only for web. There's no smartphone apps that are going to do this quite yet. But knowing Google and that it's free, yeah, we'll probably get something pretty soon. Fingers crossed. And finally, go on, admit it. You've been to the Pirate Bay, haven't you? You naughty little person, you. Don't feel bad. You're not the only one that's been to the Pirate Bay. Guess who else has been there? Kanye West. And we all know that Kanye's got a new album out, and it's exclusive to Tidal. You can't get it anywhere else. You can't download it anywhere else, except probably torrents and these kind of things. And you would think that that would encourage, not piracy and all this sort of stuff, right? Well, not for Kanye, apparently. He actually posted a picture on Twitter yesterday saying he was listening to some new Jive and Jam thing on YouTube. Funny enough, though, when you looked a little closer at his address bar, he's been some other places too. One of those? Yep, the Pirate Bay. Not only on top of that, he also has that media downloader. Yeah, we all know what that's for, don't we? Now I'm starting to see why Kanye needed a loan from Zuckerberg. He can't even afford to pay for his own Tidal subscription. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Get on over to the website at BritishTechNetwork.com for all the great BTN shows and get subscribed to them over there while you're there. And if you want to get subscribed to them even easier, all of our shows are on iTunes. You can also follow British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me too on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And don't forget the BTN community over there at the Slack room, BritishTech.slack.com. As for the news show, oh yes indeed, we will be back tomorrow with your Friday and installment, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, hope your Thursday is going great for you. And thank you very much for listening.